Okay, you two, how did The Haunted Boy, The Secret Diary of the Exorcist, how did that develop?
Well, what we did is we had two very talented associates found the story. Greg Myers and Sandy Oaks had mentioned that they had got some alarming new evidence about the Exorcist case. Of course, we saw it. Our eyes opened up, our ears, you know, got very wide, and we started listening, and then we started researching it. And then before you know it, we actually shot. We're probably the only people that's ever filmed the real bedroom that most of the possession actually happened in back in 1949. See, everybody, you know, the case started in Maryland. That's
right.
Where the possession was supposedly started with the Ouija board and all that. But when he went to St. Louis, because basically he had Lewis written on his chest as a clue to go down there, he stayed with family down there. And that's actually where most of the possession happened and part of the exorcism before he was put into the Lexington Hospital. So we were very, very blessed to be able to go down there. The gentleman who had bought the house that boy had lived in through that possession let us in and do a paranormal investigation and set everything up. And before we know it, we were just, everybody was coming out of the woodwork. The family were coming out. The real family of the father of the priest, the real exorcist, came out. It was incredible. It just unfolded. And, of course, we actually got a copy of the real diary, which is what the script is.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, I was told years ago that at that hospital, the Alexis Brothers Hospital, that after the exorcism, after this horrible story occurred, that they never let anybody back into that room, and that some of the furniture that was there, that they gave away or they sold it, and that some people had some horrible problems with that. Now, that, I don't know if that's a myth or not.
Well, we don't want to give, Chris, we don't want to give everything away, you know. George, you're well-versed there. I don't know how to answer that, Chris. I don't want to give everything away.
Well, I think what
no,
I'll say is
everything that you wanted to know, we covered. See, the furniture,
yeah.
The furniture has been kept in cold storage, protected. And
the
we
bed,
went down to search
the
for
bed
that
the
furniture.
Boy was exercised on, the writing desk that the diary was written, which we'll talk about later, I'm sure, the diary. And, you know, the cross. We tracked out with Greg and Sandy and their wonderful team, we tracked down as much as, I mean, it was the 2 years we've been doing this, you know? 2 years.
That's a long, I tried to get years ago the priest. One of the priests that was involved in the exorcism, and he didn't want to talk at that time. He just
didn't. Which one was it?
It was, I guess he was the younger of the two at the
Paul
time.
Paul DeHauerin.
And he's dead now too, isn't he?
He passed away in 85, yeah, in 85.
Yeah. And God, I wanted to interview him, but it didn't happen.
Well, the thing about him is he had mixed stories, you know. He jumped on all of the different TV specials that were on about the diary, and he jumped around saying it did happen. Of course, he changed his story left and right. What we did is we didn't want to take influence from William Blatty or William Friedkin or anybody that's already talked about it, Thomas B. Allen, all those people have already talked about it. We just took the diary like it was a document and tracked down the evidence and the truth from that. We bypassed the motion picture. And we just did it really like a, you know, it was a real criminal case. And we went down there and found everything out from that. And we talked to the real families of the family and the friends and everybody of the boy. Because for your viewers that don't know, it wasn't a girl that was like Linda Blair played. It was actually a boy.
It was a boy for
was,
real.
Yeah, it was possessed. And
yeah, what's pretty cool is we are with Paranormal Task Force is like going to push St. Louis. Yeah, St. Louis, all our friends in St. Louis, that this was the most haunted bedroom in the world. Now, if you were going to top our shows, I mean, if you've seen our shows, we're over the top. I mean,
yes.
Waverly Hills is massive. It's like finding the tight. We took an aerial helicopter above Waverly Hills Sanitarium and filmed that, and I felt we were being dragged downwards from the energy from that place to shoot that from the air in barren ground, a huge building like Waverly Sanatorium sitting in the middle of nowhere, looked like a Titanic on sand. You know, it was amazing, the energy. So we had to do that. Now, we children of the grave with all the orphans and all the unmarked graves. The Possessed was the very first possession in America. That was our third one. We did two features, Death Tunnel and Dark Place, all very dark, true story. So where do we go from here? And we said, what would you think would be the most scariest place to investigate? And we said, well, what about the place where the boy was exercised?
That's a great...
Why don't you take a paranormal team into every place where that boy went? And he was put in two or three asylums, the house, and track the steps and tell the story, and then the diary came along. And the diary makes the movie, the one with Linda Blair in, look like a nursery rhyme.
Exactly. Now, in the little boy who's now a man, is he alive?
Yes, he's still alive. Yeah. He's still alive, yeah. He's 74 years old now, and he's in hiding. He's very paranoid, and I can't really say too much. He is still somewhat protected and out of respect. We're not going to go out of our way and say who he is because we know who he is.
I
and we've seen him and all that. And we're not out to exploit. Just so everybody knows, we're not out to exploit and be very reality, you know, like the shows just humiliate people. We're not out to do what we felt that is the viewers have a right to know. You know, when The Exorcist came out in 73, as everybody, it was the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life. And it still remains, you know, very prominent with us, but I feel that the people have a right to know the real truth and not a very self-serving concept. When William Blatty talks about it, obviously he's trying to sell books. William Friedkin's trying to talk about that. One of us is trying to sell movies. We're just trying to tell this real story and what really happened so we can just, you know, everybody understands what really went down. Of course, we had no idea what we were about to uncover and the kind of things that we got involved in and how, you know, scary it was and how, like, oh, my God, are we really know what we're going to do? Is somebody going to follow us back to the studio? We're still working on it today to get it right, you know, finished for October. So new leads are coming in just to wrap it all up.